Myth 3. You can sell stuff on the web if you invest enough in a secure server. Commerce isn't about technology. It's about selling. You can outfit an online store in just a few minutes using very low-cost services on the web, like the Yahoo store. But focusing on your infrastructure instead of your marketing will leave you with a store that has no sales. The real challenge selling stuff online is in the selling, not in the technology. Myth 4. The search engines are the key to traffic to your site. The top 100 searched words are unprintable, off-color, or pornographic. The rest often lead to thousands or tens of thousands of matches. And amazingly enough, 50% of all searches are failures. Vast numbers of people are using the search engines. But any single website is a very tiny needle in a very big haystack. It's vital that you create a process that leads to a scalable mountain of traffic that doesn't depend on random visits using the search engines. Myth 5. The web is like TV. No, it's a poor substitute for TV. And faced with viewing the web as a substitute, those who want the original switch back. Bill Gates has spent more than $500 million, with a B, dollars trying to build programming for the web that would lead to repeat traffic. Every single one of his efforts to create a show has failed. The more you make it like TV, the worse you do. Myth 6. If you don't experiment now, you'll lose later. No, if you don't experiment well now, you'll lose later. Bad experiments yield bad data. There are obvious and hidden costs to all the experimentation going on today. The worst side effect is that we're creating an entire generation of content programmers and media buyers who have learned a method of doing business online that's totally out of touch with reality. Myth 7. Your site should be a complete online experience. Netscape, AOL, Yahoo, and a few others are building entry sites to the web called portals. The idea behind these sites is that they offer everything an online user could want in one place. Most companies can't afford to build a portal strategy properly, and doing half the job well is worse than not doing it at all. Very few players can really offer everything a user needs all in one place: free email, free chat, and so forth. It'll wipe out the budget you should be using to promote yourself correctly. Myth 8. You can make money selling banners. No, you can't. The supply will always exceed the demand, and only a few super aggregators can win. Even Excite, one of the 3 or 4 largest sites on the web, has an unsold inventory of 85%. Imagine a magazine in which 5 out of 6 ad pages were blank or unsold. Banners were invented because they provide an excellent media footprint and give companies a great opportunity to do branding. But alone, they will not drive online commerce. With the rise of personalized web servers, undifferentiated banners will fade away. Myth 9. Activity is good. Many, many companies have fallen prey to the fact that they can build just about everything on the web themselves because they can tweak their site daily, build chat rooms, and invest all manner of top management time. They do, incorrectly believing that they're doing marketing. Take a look at most large company sites, General Electric being my favorite, and you'll see the work of a large, well-paid committee of executives who had little idea of what they were doing.